Hachette Audio presents The Road Less Traveled, The Secret Battle to End the Great War, 1916 to 1917. Written and read by Philip Zelikow. Introduction. Two roads diverged. Edward Thomas could not decide what to do. An emerging poet, Thomas, 37 years old in the summer of 1915, was balancing his time between literary London and the home he loved in the beautiful Hampshire countryside of southern England. Married with children, he had not yet been conscripted into the war that was already taking so many of his country's young men. Thomas was torn. Should he enlist, join the war, and serve his country at the front? Or should he leave it all far behind and go to America? Thomas had a real offer of refuge in America. His friend and soulmate, a fellow poet named Robert Frost, had gone back to his beloved farmlands of New Hampshire. "Come join me," Frost had offered. Frost and Thomas had become friends when Frost had moved to England in 1912, hoping that there he might make an impression with his work. Over many visits together, the two men had encouraged each other's writing, each other's dreams. They often took long walks through the woods, relishing the outdoors. "Thomas and I had become so inseparable," Frost recalled, "that we came to be looked on as some sort of literary Siamese twins." Earlier in 1915, Frost and his wife, Eleanor, had returned to America. With them, Edward Thomas sent his eldest child, his 15-year-old son. Thomas had an open invitation to come along, too. So, now, Thomas faced his choice. Should he join up and go to war, or seek peace with his American friend? Thomas had often talked to Frost about his dilemma. "These last few days," Thomas wrote in June 1915, "I have been looking at two alternatives, trying to enlist or coming out to America." Frost replied by sending his friend a draft poem. He called it The Road Not
Sample complete. Ready to continue?